This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO. Coming to you with your hosts. My name is Henry Schifrin.
My name is Daniela Rothstein.
And we're super excited to be ourselves with you tonight.
We're very happy to be back together again.
It seems like we do this almost every 2 weeks, kind of.
Yeah, it seems like every 2 weeks we end up in the same place doing the same show. It's crazy.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, what cosmic forces are putting us together to do this in this spot.
Listeners respond. This time, midnight, do you consider this a Monday night or a Tuesday morning? Because Henry and I are having trouble advertising the show. There's a lot of miscommunication when we say... saying, like, our show is on Monday, or is our show on Tuesday? Because legally, it's on Tuesday.
Legally. But what our lawyers want you to say.
What my lawyer calls me is Daniela.
My lawyer calls me and he says, "Oh, Henry, what are you saying? The show's on Tuesday. You can't say it's Monday night."
Henry often gets in trouble with the law.
It's horrible. My legal fees are out the wazoo.
It's really a crazy thing. I'm currently shopping for Tufts class rings, being a senior. How funny would it be if I got, like, a frat I wasn't part of? Like, it's like AU Pi. Yeah, I want that on my ring.
Get an AU Pi ring.
It's kind of funny.
Listeners, for those of you who don't know, these are like Super Bowl championship rings that cost at least $800.
To prove that you like took some liberal arts classes.
And it has the Tufts like Pax et Lux dove on it.
Really, really an interesting thing.
It's like winning the Super Bowl of going to college in Medford.
Of like, I survived 4 years of an emotional and physical roller coaster. And maybe I have a degree to prove it, and I can't tell you until
and
a few months from now.
Maybe I joined Cheese Club.
Did you join Cheese Club?
No.
But some people did.
Some people did. Maybe I did.
And if you did, raise your hand. Lower them now.
Yeah. Thank you for your participation.
You want to start off the songs?
Sure. Yeah. I'll start off the songs. This first song coming up, as many of you may or may not know, Paul McCartney and... Ringo Starr, the two living Beatles, recorded some new vocals and backings for an old John Lennon cassette that they cleaned up and released. It's being called the last Beatles single, quote unquote, Now and Then. And I sent it to my friends and I said, "What did you guys think of this?" And they said, "Ass. This new single is ass." And I agreed. It's like, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say that it's not great. It's like, it sounds way overly clean and overly produced. And they were like, "You want to know a good single that the Beatles made, like, post John Lennon's death? This song, Real Love." It's off of the Beatles anthology track. It's an old Lennon cassette that they like tried to clean up a little bit. They were limited by whenever they did it. I'm still not exactly sure. So like, Lennon's track is lo-fi and like not super great on it. But you have George on guitar, Ringo on drums, Paul on backing vocals, and it's just like, it's such a solid song. I can't believe that I didn't know about it until this week. And it is the better post-Beatles breakup, post-Lennon's passing single for sure. So, without further ado...
Wait, I have a question before we play.
Yes.
To what extent does AI play a role in the remake version of it? Because I've heard different answers.
At least in my knowledge, they used AI to just like try to clean up the original Lennon cassette to be like separate out like, oh, this is a guitar, this is a voice, this is background noise. Like,
it's
now
pretty typical technology. People are like flipping the fuck out about AI.
I think they just hear like Beatles used AI to make new song and they're like, ah.
Bro, everyone's using everything is AI. Sorry. Get a new working definition.
Yeah.
Sue me. Anyway.
Anyway, this song did not have AI and it is better.
Yes.
All right. This is Real Love by the Beatles coming up.
Waiting for you. till she feels alive until she kills, and her vampire empire I am falling, yeah, falling, yeah. Well, I walked into your dagger for the last time. It's like trying to start a fire with matches in the snow, where you can't seem to hold me, can't seem to let me go. So I can't find surrender, and I can't keep control. You turn me inside out, and then you walk the outside in. You spin me all around, then you ask me not to spin. You say you want to be alone, and you want children. You want to be with me, you want to be with him. You give me chills, I've had it with the chills. I'm nothing, you are nothing, we are nothing but the pills. I'm empty till she feels, alive until she kills, and her vampire.
Hey, welcome back. You just heard Vampire Empire by Big Thief. This is one of two symbols that they have released. They've been teasing an album, which is very, very exciting. Big Thief is one of my
Vampire
favorite
Weekend,
fans.
Vampire Weekend. I love Vampire Weekend.
Literally, don't bring that here.
I love Adrian Linker, the main lead singer from Vampire Weekend. I love her.
Do love Vampire Weekend. But I like when we had this show 2 years ago, pretty much every week I played another Big Thief song. So it's exciting they're doing more music. I think Vampire Empire is definitely a quirky one. The other single that they released, I think, is a little more straightforward and I'm not as into. But I'm excited to hear what you guys think. You have no way of sharing that with me, and that's fine.
I was surprised. I've listened to a lot of Big Thief over the course of this show through Danielle. I absorbed a ton through osmosis. Adrian Linker, she was showcasing her vocal range on this one.
She's amazing. She's a weird guy. She's amazing.
She's a weird little guy.
If any of you listeners know who Indigo Sparks is, that's like her ex that she wrote that entire album songs about. And Indigo Sparks has her own solo career. So if you're curious to like get more in the head of Adrian, to be like, what kind of woman would she write the most gut-wrenching, soul-crushing album about? Check out Indigo Sparks.
Which album was that?
It's Fine. Songs is like the one single one she has where it's like the pretty watercolor flowers.
Okay. Oh, so it was a solo album, not like a Big Thief one.
Yeah. It's her own solo career.
Yeah.
And it's like gorgeous and terrible and like, I don't know, her ex-gal pal, her music is fine.
your little ex-gal
I
pal.
Wouldn't write an album like that.
I don't think I'm deserving. I hope I'm deserving of an album like that. Coming up, this is a very interesting pick for me. This is an artist that I put on to in the background while I work all the time. This is Vince Guaraldi.
Who is this?
He does the music for all the Peanuts specials.
Oh.
He's like the Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown Christmas. All of the music in the background is by this guy, Vince Guaraldi. So I've just been putting on like albums of his in the background while I do work. And then out of nowhere, there is just this one song he did from this one album he made a while ago that had like it had vocals to it. And I was like, oh, this song is actually really good. It's like nice and soulful. It's a little bit like melancholic, but it's also kind of sweet. And it's a very nice little song. I think the album is for, like, the eclectic Vince Guaraldi. So this is a song.
I look forward to it.
This is a song from the Peanuts guy.
Yay, Peanuts.
Yeah, from the Peanuts guy.
Yay.
I love me some Snoopy. That Snoopy be wacky.
Here I am back home again. I need a rest. Folks all asking where I've been. knowing I've been worse. I'm the family's unknown boy, golden curls of envied hair, pretty girls with faces fair, see the shine on the black sheep boy. If you love me, let me live in peace. Please understand that the black sheep can wear the golden fleece and hold a winning hand. I'm the family's unknown boy, golden curls of envied hair, pretty girls with faces fair, see the shine on the black sheep boy. Girls with faces fair, see the shine on the black sheep boy. I'm the family's unknown boy, golden curls of envied hair, pretty girls with faces fair, see the shine on the black sheep boy. I'm the black sheep boy. I'm the black sheep boy.
Complicate.
You just heard My God by Tapir?
Tapir. The little animals that with the snouts, and they can flick them up, and when they flick them up, they look really weird and gross.
Yeah, actually, when I looked them up, I recognize these animals, but I don't think I've ever had to say their names. They're very cute.
They are cute.
Google them.
And I do want to say, Daniela pointed this out to me, the description of Tapir, this band on Spotify, if you go to Spotify and you scroll down to the artists and everything, you get to see, like, the descriptions that they write for themselves, the write-ups, and theirs is 6 stupid, ugly, idiot, smelly pigs.
She's really funny.
It is really funny that that's how they chose to refer to themselves.
They have a pretty small discography, but I think it's really strong, and I'm pretty into them right now. There's another song that they have, and there's a lyric in it. It's like, everyone knows that Jesus had head lice, and it's like not like there's a context that you're missing. That's just kind of the point they want to communicate. And I'm like, oh, it's so angsty and anti-religion, but I don't really know why.
It means so much. It's so profound.
Jesus had head lice. Like, oh, LOL.
Yes, he did.
Probably. Yeah, a lot of hair, theoretically. Next is The Deal by Mitski off of her newest album called The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We. Gorgeous album.
Gorgeous.
I played a song a couple weeks ago.
This album is so gorgeous.
It's really gorgeous. You love it.
You love to listen to the album and hear how gorgeous it is and all the notes on it and all the singing. Oh, Mitski is so good.
Henry, I think you were born to be like a Brooklyn grandmother.
Deal or no deal. I'm going to take The Deal by Mitski.
Actually, before we play it, I want to point out, towards the end of the song, you'll notice some really heavy percussion that's not there in the beginning, just a really, like, cool, intense build, and I've listened enough times that I'm pretty sure it's just the drums from the first half of the song sped up to, like, 4x speed, so it's still kind of in time, but barely, and just sounds chaotic, but I think it's still the original beat, just, like, really sped up and really stacked on itself. So
look at me.
Listen up for that.
And I know music theory.
Yeah! I'm a percussionist. Yeah! I've drummed before.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's Mitski.
Till I found that it said, Thank you.
A spoiler. I hope you didn't hear that.
I hope you really didn't hear that.
Forget that.
You didn't hear anything. You heard nothing. You heard nothing. Yeah, let's
park the car.
Let's stay. Let's park.
Let's sit.
Yeah, so you just heard Disco Disco by Yin Yin off of their album The Rabbit That Hunts Tigers, another band which I have been listening to while I work, but then also just sort of like as I go around my day. They're a really cool jam band. They have like a total, like, I would say psych rock. It's like their whole album is like instrumental, like psych rock, total like jamming out, and it has a lot of like Eastern, like, I think what they were saying is like specifically Taiwanese influence, and this is the last song on their album, Disco Disco, which is cool. It has like the cool ambient backing vocals, and I like how it evolves over time with like more elements being added in of the percussion and like the backing like tracks and everything. But we at WMFO are a community radio station, and that means we serve our community and we look out for our community.
We serve hard.
We are out here in the radio station serving.
Henry, neither of us can pull that off. I don't think it's natural for either
one
of us.
We serve.
It's okay. We'll work on it and get back to you.
We are serving right now.
We are literally serving.
We are literally serving.
Literally serve.
We are going... A PSA stands for public serving announcement.
And literally, we're serving.
And literally, we are going to
serve. And we're going to announce it. And we're not afraid to announce it to the public. Announcer. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common?
Lick them.
Lick. And they are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs.
Ew.
Germs.
Don't lick.
That could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself.
Don't lick.
Washing your hands is one of the best. Washing it with what? And easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. What was that?
Milk.
Wash your hands with milk.
Wash your hands with milk.
Orange juice.
Wash your hands with what?
Orange juice.
That's crazy. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. That's an interesting philosophical take. So, a few extra
minutes a day. The utilitarianism of washing your hands.
I don't know. The COVID utilitarianism. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first, capitalized. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor, visit massmed.org, and click your health first.
This public methamphetamine was provided to you by WMFO.
Nope, I'm done, actually. You've got to figure out the rest of it.
You have to figure out the rest.
You got to guess. Now, to do a transition, someone once said to me, let's ride. And I think, ride, we shall. This is Vroom Vroom by Charlie XCX.
Orange juice.
Roll up in a blue bikini. Bitches on the beaches looking super cute and freaky. All my friends are princesses, we keep it whipped and creamy. Ice cubes on our tongues because we like to keep it freezy. London Lamborghini, get out on the right side. Chauffeur stayed at home because my girl wanted to ride. Looking luxe and tasting plush, I'm feeling so alive. Wanna take it to the highway, come on, let's go for a drive. All my life, I've been waiting for a good time. So let's ride. Vroom, vroom. Bitches know they can't catch me. Vroom, vroom. Cute, sexy in my ride, sporty. Vroom, vroom. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Vroom, vroom. Beep, beep. So let's ride. Vroom, vroom. Bitches know they can't catch me. Vroom, vroom. Cute, sexy in my ride, sporty. Vroom, vroom. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Vroom, vroom. Beep, beep. So let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride.
like Alonso just to crush your party. People are going loco when I'm putting up on your puppy. Don't think about consequences, cause they're never gonna stop me. What? All my life I've been waiting for a good time, a good time.
Let me ride, let me ride.
My life I've been waiting for a good time, a good time. So let me ride, let me ride. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy in my ride, sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep beep. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy in my ride, sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep beep. So let's ride.
Boom, boom, boom. Hit me coming through the radio. Oh, watch me go zoom, zoom, zoom. Try to catch me, but you're too slow. Boom, boom, boom. Hit me coming through the radio. Oh, watch me go zoom, zoom, zoom. Try to catch me, but you're too slow. Too slow, too slow.
A blonde, you used to hit it raw, cause she was and you are madly involved, hitting stones in glass homes, you're smoking stones in abandoned homes, you hit them stones and broke your home, crack rock, crack rock, crack rock, crack rock. Hitting stones in glass homes. You're smoking stones in abandoned homes. You're hitting stones and broke your home. Ooh, ooh. Crack rock, crack rock. Crack rock, crack rock. You're shucking and jiving, stealing and robbing to get the fixing that you're itching for. Your family stopped inviting you to things, won't let you hold the infant. You used to get a little up from time to time, but the freaks ain't trying to sleep with cracky.
Hitting
stones in glass homes, you're smoking stones in abandoned home, you hit them stones and you broke your home. Crack rock, crack rock, crack rock. Cricket cap that cap, how much dope can you push to me? Cricket cap that cap, no good for community. Fucking pick your shots, 300 men will search for me. My brother get popped and don't know I hear the sound. Don't know I hear the rounds. Ooh, sound. Don't know I hear the shouts. Ooh, shouts. Don't know I hear the sound. Don't know I disturb the peace for riots. Don't know I disrupt Nirvana. Don't know I wanna blow the high. Crack rock, ooh,
You just heard Crack Rock by Frank Ocean off of Channel Orange, an album which I used to think was called Chanel Orange.
Did you really?
Yeah, I didn't realize there was an
extra. When was that corrected?
Probably late high school, I think. I mentioned it to my brother because he put me onto Frank Ocean and he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, his album, Chanel Orange. And he was like,
but,
what?
But.
But, I mean, let's be real. Neither album name makes sense.
No. Agreed. But isn't Chanel with one N?
Yeah. I thought there was only one N.
Oh, you just ignore the other N.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah.
why it's okay to ignore letters.
It's
That's
okay
what they say.
It's okay to be illiterate.
It's okay to be illiterate.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what there is to say about Frank Ocean that hasn't been said. This is a really cool song, and I like it a lot. And coming up next, we have a little bit of a sad girl moment.
LDR,
NFR. It's late now, so I can say the name of this album. Norman
Fucking
Rockwell.
Oh, wow. That's really doesn't get old.
Yeah. This is a great album, through and through, amazing album. And this is also an amazing song off of it. I would consider this probably to be, like, the most ballady.
Oh, I love this woman. I mean, I think it's worth mentioning to our listeners that Lana is famously problematic.
Yes, famously. Very famously. She has started beef over the fact that other female artists are not misogynistic enough.
Yeah, she really is doing so much harm to feminism, and I love her. That's okay.
I'm a new fan. I was brought on over the past few months to her music.
Yeah, that is crazy that you're into her.
I know. I'm on the Lana train
I should
now.
Send you more. Remind me to send you more.
Yeah, definitely.
My faves.
Okay, so anyway, this is The Greatest by Lana Del Rey off of Norman Fucking Rockwell.
Fuck.
Long Beach and I miss you, babe. I miss dancing with you the most of all. I miss the bar where the Beach Boys would go. Dennis's last stop before Kokomo. Those nights were on fire, we couldn't get higher. We didn't know that we had it all. But nobody wants you before the fall. To feel just like it used to, when baby I was doing nothing the most of all. The culture is lit, and if this is it, I had a ball. I guess that I'm burned out after all. Thank you.
that I'm burned out after all. If this is it, I'm signing off. Miss doing nothing the most of all. Oh, I just missed a fireball. LA's in flames, it's getting hot. Kanye West is blonde and gone. Life on Mars ain't just a song. Oh, the life stream's almost on.
Roll up all my ones, take my chances, hit another blunt, watch the embers burn away, pour a double cup, I'm dirty dancing. What am I running from when I run so far away? I've been shadow boxing your nightmares left and right, showing up to the battlefield, no one to fight. Keep believing the smoke will clear and the bombs will subside. As I lay down my pride in the things I confide in for all these years, holding back my tears. Lord knows that I'm trying. I know our love has been dying. I still need you here. I still need you here.
Oh. Roll up all my walls, take my chances. Hit another one. Watch the embers burn away. Pour a double cup. I'm dirty dancing.
Shrooms. I might get that tattoo. Shit. Might just keep it cool. Yeah. Depending on my mood. The sun is rising. Depending on my moon. Tell them boys back it up. Cause I'm finna act cool. Yo. Yabba dabba do. I'm with Yabba in my coupe. With my fellas. All the soft levers. Bumpin' fella coots. I'm that gin and juice. After that, I left the roof. After that, we hit the after. I was spot to the afternoon. I love shrooms.
Brushes was hands on. I can't come down with the hands on. I worried around on the answer. Just hear it off like my hand ball. Like the handle. Back in the day.
From the stars.
All right, this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are going to sign off for the night, but I think we have time to play one more song into sign-off.
As much as we can. And what you just heard is Crooked Teeth by Death Cab for Cutie, and I really don't have much to say about it, just a fun song. And last song, Can't Stand It by Wilco.
Yes, Can't Stand It by Wilco off of Summer Teeth. This is my pick. I had a Wilco girl summer.
I had a Will Girl summer.
This is a really cool album because it's just like Wilco trying to like throw literally everything at the wall with every single song.
It's awesome.
It's sort of like, this is like the very rough, experimental, louder cousin predecessor to Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. And this is the opening track off of it, and it's very dynamic and loud and brash and cool. And so this is Can't Stand It by Wilco.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank
Have
you guys for listening.
Night.
I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you. So